This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us one drive at a time. Let's hop on the tractor to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. If you listened to the last episode, you might remember we're going to talk about a whole herd of goats today. Dana Gresh has four mini silky fainting goats on our farm, and one of them taught her a special lesson about Jesus, our shepherd. Did you know that Jesus is your shepherd? He sure is. Today you'll learn about two things you can do to respond well to him. Let's learn more as we dive into the sixth episode of season five, titled, Jesus My Shepherd. Here's Dana with her co-host, Stacy Rudolph.
Stacy, I hope you brought your walking shoes today because we are going for a farm walk.
You know I got my kicks at the ready, Dana.
Boo-hoo!
Whoa, I've never heard anyone cry quite like that. Hey, now settle down, Dana. Everything's gonna be okay. What's wrong?
What's wrong? Oh, you think I'm crying weird. I'm okay. I'm just calling for Boo-hoo, my mini silky fainting goat. If he comes, the rest will follow. Boo-hoo!
They're so tiny and friendly. They're kind of like dogs.
This is my little herd of mini silky fainting goats. This black and white one is Boo-hoo. He's my very special buddy. I bottle fed him and I think he thinks he's my dog. That tiny brown and black one that's nuzzling up to you, that's Cindy Lou Who. And the big one over there, that's Horton. Where is Sam I Am? Sam! He's always lagging. Oh, there you are, Sam.
You had a Dr. Seuss kind of thing going there, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Oh, they're just so tiny and soft and friendly. They really are like dogs.
Yep. And every now and then, I even walk them.
What is a fainting goat?
Well, they have a mutation or change in their muscles that leads to overexcitability. If they get scared or super happy, their muscles lock up and they might just fall over. It looks like they faint, but I assure you, they're still conscious. In fact, when our first two were babies, they got so excited when Farmer Bob brought their bottles out that, bam, they'd go right over. But they were still wagging their tails and bleeding excitedly at the sight of their milk. Baba!
Are all fainting goats this small? What are they, like 1.5 feet tall?
Yeah, just the mini silky fainters are small like this. And they have long hair and fluff on their head. It makes them look kind of like a show dog. Oh, what is the name of the breed of the dog that looks like them? Oh, terriers. Mm, you know terriers, yeah. That are all brushed and pretty. In fact, lots of mini silky fainting goat lovers show their barn babies. I just like to take mine for walks. Let's go, guys. Come on, Moose.
What? The dog comes too? And no leashes or collars for anyone? I can't believe how they follow you.
Oh, they'll do this for miles. In fact, Farmer Bob cut me a path into the woods that's almost 2 miles long, and they keep in step all the whole way.
Well, that's pretty amazing. And they stay close.
Yep. They know they aren't in the pasture. There are coyotes, foxes, even bobcats in our area. Notice how quiet they are as we walk. You won't hear any bleating out here. They're in tune to me because they know I keep them safe.
That's awesome. Oh, hey, Dana, I've got just the key Bible verse for us today. I know this one by heart. Let me recite it. John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me.
Oh, that's perfect. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think of that verse often when I'm with my goaties.
Now, let me unpack the context of this verse. Jesus was traveling and teaching. He had just told them, I am the good shepherd. A shepherd is good to his sheep, keeping them safe and even risking his life if a predator comes near. Sheep get to know that, so they follow their shepherd anywhere he goes. Jesus was telling them something about his character. Ultimately, he was saying, follow me. I'm the only way to heaven. And of course, Jesus would sacrifice his life for us on a cross at Calvary to keep us safe from Satan. The Jews knew that a Messiah or Savior was coming, but not everyone was sure if Jesus was the one. So someone in the crowd asked, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you're the Messiah, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Basically, he was saying, my sheep don't even have to ask that question. They know. and he was inviting them to follow him. Kind of like your goats are following you right now, huh?
Yeah, and here's something cool, Stacy. That verse says, "My sheep listen to my voice." Well, another time the goats are silent is at night. They have an instinct that predators come at night, I guess, so they bed down together with the llama and my mini donkey, and they are dead quiet. But one night, I was outside in the dark for some reason, and I was just in a silly mood, so I called out, "Good night, boo-hoo!" And do you know what I heard?
What?
Boo-hoo. He ever so quietly called back to me. Now, it wasn't his regular fool voice that he answers me with during daylight, but he knew it was me, and he was letting me know that he recognized my voice.
Just like that verse, "My sheep listen to my voice."
Yeah, and here's something important. Do you know how he knows me, recognized that it was me calling out to him?
How?
He and I have spent time together. I bottle fed him as a baby. He lived in my house for 2 months. His early feedings were only an hour or two apart, so we logged a lot of cuddle time. And then when I moved him out to the barn, I kept bottle feeding him about 6 times a day, so we cuddled some more. And then, well, we just liked cuddling so much that I still just come out to the pasture and sit with him, and he presses right up against me. Time spent together created the knowing.
That's just like my relationship with Jesus. I spend time with him every day reading the Bible. I think that's how I get to know what his voice sounds like.
Yeah, you can't know Jesus' voice unless you spend time with him. But if you do spend time with him, when circumstances happen or people give you advice, you'll be able to know what to do. Because if it sounds like the Bible or Jesus' voice, you're going to recognize it.
I've definitely had that. One thing that comes to mind is when I first came to True Girl. I kind of just heard God telling me that he had something next for me. And so I found that devotional book that you wrote, Dana, and he kind of just let me know about the rest of the ministry and had me look into it and look it up. And it was just so perfect. And
I'm
I heard his voice.
So happy you're here with us, Stacy.
Aww.
It was kind of like that for me when I started True Girl. It was just one thing after another that felt consistent with what I know about Jesus. Well, there's the barn.
There they go.
Yep. As soon as they know they're home, they are themselves again, making all the noise they want.
Hey, you know, just like you led your herd home, Jesus is really just leading us through life. True Girl, I hope you're a follower of Jesus Christ, too. He really is your good shepherd. This week, your homework is for you to go for a walk, but not with Dana's goats. Go with your mom and talk about if you are a true follower of Jesus. Do you know him? What do you need to do to become familiar with his voice? I'm praying for you to have a really important conversation as mom and daughter. Dana, why is that goat staring at me?
He wants a treat. They always get one after a walk.
Well, get your boy a carrot or something.
They like bananas better than carrots. Here, I have some banana-flavored treats.
Ooh, can I have one?
Stacy.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our walk with Dana's herd of goats. But more than that, I hope you learned that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, your Good Shepherd. Make a decision to get to know him and follow him in everything you do in life. Of course, to follow him, you have to know his voice. And to do that, you need to get into your Bible so you can recognize it. Can I invite you to study the Word of God through one of our on-demand Bible studies? You'll find them at mytruegirl.com. Join us next week when Stacy and Dana have a tapping good time sitting under the bird feeder, waiting for a special friend of Dana's. This red-headed friend helped Dana learn about God's omnipresence. That's a big fancy word. And if you don't know it, come back next week for the True Girl podcast. The True Girl Podcast is a production of Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.